pharmacy,
yes, and
down
sir,
there, take all that junk and it'll kill you. God never intended to give you health out of any kind of pill. So what happened is just all, everything just turned around, see.
Amen.
But we didn't realize that old grandpa, great-great-grandpa didn't realize when an old T-mile come put down the road, he didn't realize it was the devil.
Amen.
And whatever, oh, and everybody began to covet that iron horse. And the old horse wasn't faithful no more, and he was grouchy at him, kicked him around, began to mistreat the old fellow, we don't need him no more. That's the truth.
Yeah.
One day, boy, the proudest thing, boy, when we after church, come over, I got me the best looking horse you've ever seen. Come over and see him, I finally got him. Boy, this is a proud look, boy, and all them mama with the long dress and daddy walk out to the barn, open the barn, boy, there stands that great big stallion there, old boy, ain't he beautiful? See, that is wonderful, see. God, look at this great animal God made, see.
See,
everybody retaining God in their knowledge, see, ain't that wonderful? I think one of the most greatest things there was to see a fine rooster, something that God made, great, beautiful buck and a beautiful horse. Just, he knows he's got that power in there. You can't, and you get a rope on him, you get a young colt, put that rope on him. Why, he just laughs at you when you try to hold him. He just drags you all over the place. And oh, it's just so wonderful them days. And then here come the devil. Knowledge shall increase. Man's no more. Listen, let me tell you something down in Arkansas, way down there in that old country back there. Why, them people never did get 5 miles away from home. Why, I sat down there, when a family went with a horse and wagon, finally, way up, teenagers way up, and finally got old daddy was going to take them on a trip way down to get some supplies to town down there, way down there, 8 miles. And when he went down there, it took so long, they said, oh, I didn't know that the world was so big.
That's right.
And they're sincere. They didn't know the world was so big. See? But, oh, when that old iron horse come down the road, honey, what happened is the devil. And then that old thing, knowledge began to increase, and then little iron wheels turned into rubber wheels. That little old teeny motor got bigger and got bigger, got more horses. First it was 5 horses, then they got 10 horses, they got 40 horses, 50 horses, 100 horses, 200 horses, 300 horses, 400 horses.
Yeah.
Now they're squealing tires and burning the rubber and running to and fro just quick.
Yeah.
And what happened? As that old iron horse increased and got more knowledge, got prettier, better transportation, God kept sending a preacher on the scene with more power. Every time that automobile get greater, and it moved out, and when it moved in the airplane, God sent a prophet on the scene with the power of God like I had on the day of Pentecost. And now what's happened has come up now, it passed the airplane, went into the astronaut age, going into the moon. Now, what's happened now? Now, God, in these last days, the seals is coming open from the book of life, the seals is taken off, and the saints of God is ready to move in now to the greatest anointing and the greatest power that has ever struck the earth.
Hallelujah.
Can you think, and now, look here, this is the truth, just exactly.
Amen.
Yes.
Would you want to try to go to the moon beside those astronauts with your 400 horsepower V8 motor? It's all right for down here. It's all right running to and fro down here. And honey, it won't take you up there.
Amen.
How many want what it takes to put you
up there?
Yes, amen.
Paul said, old Daniel, in the last day the book will come open to my little bride. We'll receive that kind of power to do great exploits and go out of here. So as we see this transportation moving on, we see knowledge increasing. At the same time, knowledge. Now, look here. Look how the devil has got his people in the spirit of the hour.
Amen.
Common thing now to go to the moon. Look how the devil has got his people in to what was promised for this hour. Astronauts to the moon and further. And look how you and I are lagging.
Amen.
While the devil is going to the moon and got his people in the spirit and the climax of this hour for what they receive, here what is the ministry of God? What are they getting God's people into? It's all over. Sit down. No more manifestation of the Holy Ghost no more. It's all over Malachi 4. Well, Malachi 4 and 5, just sit down and wait. But I believe that somewhere on God's earth, he's got to have a man somewhere that's getting the people of God into what's promised for the all the living is. If the devil's got his children in that spirit, has not God got somebody somewhere to get his children in the spirit of what God's promised for this hour?
Amen.
How many wants in the spirit of what God's promised this hour? We can't go out here with V8 power. We got to have the greatest anointing and the greatest power that's ever been given to the saints of God to get into the rapture. Now look here. Let me get this one more verse here. Now do you see, children, closing, how as knowledge increased, so is the revelation and power of the Holy Ghost increased?
Amen.
Now if you can see what kind of millions and millions of horsepowers it takes to send that rocket to the moon, then you can imagine what kind of an awesome, terrible power of God is be going to be put in you and upon you to take you off the earth. Don't you realize it's going to take power to lift you off of the earth?
Yes.
Think about it when they say zero and they pull that switch and blow all that horsepower. Oh, it just shakes the whole earth. It shakes everything. And so great that those men have to have special helmets, special suits. They have to be strapped down. Why, it just pulled their flesh right off of their bones and their eyes, suck their eyes right out. They call it G's, so many forces of G's. Well, now, I'm not talking about the blessing of God. Can you realize what kind of a power it's going to take on you?
Yeah, Lord.
Don't you realize that we're going to move off the earth? Amen. Literally with power that'll be so powerful to suck you right out of here? Now, the ministry... Now, to me, the ministry, the true ministry of God, ought to be getting the people of God into what God's promised for this time.
Yes,
the devil's got the scientific world and their children into the spirit of the hour. Aren't they getting the anointing? Isn't the devil anointing them, getting them into what God? Well, how about us?
Yes.
Well, Lord, here we sit this morning powerless when we're supposed to go out of here. Why? Past the moon, past the Milky Way, past all of it. That's like
hallelujah.
Now remember, God has got to put forth a power to combat the advance of science. Now watch here. You remember Brother Branham's vision and all those men's visions of how that they seen this great chief upon this white horse?
Amen.
And how that he had such speaking with such a voice of authority? That it was such a forceful voice of authority that the scientist was down there by that highway that he was on, running from the east to the west, and they was pouring them chemicals in there. And when he squalled that loud voice, and that horse reared up in the air and was pawing like that, and that voice shook the earth, it even made the scientists look up and stop what they were doing.
Yes.
But then they went right back to it, showing you that it'll get their attention, but they'll go on in the worldly way and miss it. Now, brother and sister, can you imagine what kind of a message, what kind of an awesome power that will make such scientific progress that transplants heart, that are creating a life, and saying in a few more years they'll be able to make a human, that are taking the semen of man, freezing it in banks, and going to produce a super race, and a great senator is trying to give the colored people so many thousands of dollars if they'll come in and the men will come in perform an operation so that they can't produce any children so they can get rid of their kind. And don't you realize, Brother Clamor could probably tell us even more than I know about it, the doctrine of Hitler, but don't you realize that what Hitler tried to do? Take those great SS troops, the great, strongest, most intellectual Germans in the head, and breed them. They had all kinds of women just in these nice apartments and everything to live with these SS troops and to get pregnant. And Hitler was going to produce a super race. Don't you realize that that's the devil? Don't you realize the devil wants to produce a super race? Why? It's because he knows God's going to have a super race of the Holy Ghost-filled Christians doing great signs and wonders in America. find them out, God. Oh, brothers and sisters, think of the hour that we're living in. And here we're right up there, and when the ministry ought to be having us in the spirit of the hour that we're supposed to have, what are they doing? Stands all over. Now, watch it. And I predict this. I don't say they will. If the Lord tarries in 1973, you just watch and see what happens. God ain't got a ministry reserved. Doesn't have a ministry reserved and a people reserved to receive his coming. The whole message would end. Just wait when they all got the hopes that the rapture's got to take place with 73. And it don't. I hope it does. I pray that it does. But I say one thing. I purpose in my heart like Daniel was saying, if it's 73 or 77, amen, I'm going to be right here waiting for his coming. Brother, let me tell you something. That was just when the seals were open, was just 2 or 3 seconds with God. God don't get weary. And just wait when they all got the hopes that the rapture's got to take place with 73. And it don't. I hope it does. I pray that it does. But I say one thing. I purpose in my heart like Daniel was saying, if it's 73 or 77, amen, I'm going to be right here waiting for his coming. Brother, let me tell you something. That was just when the seals were open, was just 2 or 3 seconds with God. God don't get weary. And neither should we get weary. Amen. He said he'd be here. Amen. And he didn't say it'd be 73 or when it'll be. I don't know. But I believe we'll know. And I'm willing to wait. But I tell you one thing. People don't have a revelation. And right now, they're getting weary. The preachers, they've got numbers and put them together. I know some personal friends of mine has got numbers. It's going to be 6 months and this and that and this and that. They don't have nothing to preach no more. And they're weary. And they're going and cutting the services down. Some of them across the country is only meeting one day a week now. And trying to figure out what they're going to do with that one. Let me tell you something. That devil press up against me. We'll have service 7 days a week.
Praise.
The Bible said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the unbelievers are, but even gather yourselves even more so as you see that day approaching. Now the devil's trying to get them to forsake. If we don't come, nothing here but raise our hands and thank God without word. How many believe God buck right up against it?
Amen. Amen.
That's what they're doing. She's dying down. Brother Bob Gannon says this is dead. And Brother Ruddle said, Brother Mike said down, George said the services are just as dead, and the people don't know what to preach, and they don't know what to say. It's just it's awful. And now, in that hour, Jesus said it would be that way. He said, but don't forsake your assembling yourselves together. Why? 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 Well, he don't want you over home, staying home, and this and over there. Why? Because he knows that he's promised that he's going to pour out his spirit when you gather together. That's why you gather together. That's the initiative to keep you coming, to keep you pressing, striving.
Yes. Yes.
All of us together are going to receive an outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, what is? Now the move is on for the devil across the country to get them all to... Now watch the tape meetings, you see. Well, first they start out, boys just having them all the time. Enthused about it. And no, they're having conventions all over the country, here and there, everywhere's having them. Now what happened?
Yes, right. That's right.
Huh? I couldn't air letters just coming every week. Well, there were so many, you couldn't go to them.
Yeah.
Oh, and our spoken word brothers going all over to Africa and everything. Went to Africa and come back before the sun went down. Going down there, stay 30 months just to preach this message to the heathens. I said, they won't stay a week. In my heart, I said, I know they won't stay a week. They was back before the week was out. Can't get them to go again. Oh, brother, what an hour for the little bride to stand this pressure and all this demon power and rise and shine, brother.
Amen.
What an hour that we can rise and shine and prove to God that we're believers and loving, watching and waiting for his great coming. Now let me close. Now we see as this great knowledge comes, great knowledge increases, God's got to raise the standard against it. He's got a message, and he's got the dynamics and power of God to go with that message. And we will see, as Brother Branham said, something happened in the Gentile world that will shake it before the rapture takes place. And I believe it's something that we know right here what's going to be. It's an outpouring of the Holy Ghost going to shake the Gentile world.
Yeah.
Now, God has absolutely, positively got to give the saints that's upon earth, that Daniel saw when the seals were opened, he's got to give those saints a pouring out of God's Spirit and revelation to break the yoke of unbelief and the power of the devil, see. He's got to do it. He's got to raise that kind of a standard. Now you watch transportation, you can see what kind of standard he's going to raise. You can measure it by transportation. Now notice here, and maybe we'll get one more verse, say verse 23. Now watch this Gentile world now. And they change the glory of God, and I read that, four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now notice here, see, what's that creeping things? Images, you see. They've taken out the power of God and just making a form religion, hanging up a little Mary, a little statue of Peter, a little Paul, and little images, and all kinds of making God like the sun, bringing him down to the earth like some creeping thing, see, serving some kind of image, a historical God, taking out the power of God, the power of eternal Godhead, see. Now watch here. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, that's verse 24. Now look here. Look at this very prophecy that's taking place right in your neighborhood, right in your newspapers, right in your state where you're living right now and where you come from. God, because of these people, as I said in the other verses, not wanting to retain God in the knowledge, not wanting to serve God, and letting education be the criterion of the hour, eat and drink and be merry. God's old historical God, he won't judge you, he won't burn you. There's no hell. Let me tell you something, there's a literal lake of fire. There's a judgment to come. Every man will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give account for deeds done in his body, whether good or bad. Is that right?
Yes.
Now notice here, because it didn't, this Gentile world, these kingdoms of this last day didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, didn't want to serve God. God gave them over to vile affections and uncleanness. Their foolish heart was darkened by the imagination. And what's happened? God gives up on the Gentiles. He gives up on them. He gives up on them.
Yeah.
And then his heart, his spirit no longer strives with their hearts. Now look what happens to the Gentiles, this last generation, speaking of the younger people. Now watch this last generation here, see what happens. Wherefore God, this is the result. Our generation, my children, your children, Daddy, our teenagers, this last generation, see, that we're living in right now, Daddy, me and my generation, this is the last generation. Because my children will never bring forth another generation. It's got to end here. They may bring forth children. I would say my children won't get married. But this Lord Jesus will come back to earth before my generation passes away. Now notice here, it's got to. Now we see God's going to keep his word. Now notice here, this generation of Gentiles didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, and they gave birth to children. Now here's the product they come out with. Wherefore God also, this is the end before it's burnt. God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. What's he saying? This generation of Gentiles will be given over to sexual impurity. Satan, the god of sex that started sex out, will be the god that they're worshiping in the end time. Sexual, even, listen, Satan started off with sex, and he's going to end it up with sex, and he started out with sex, it's going to end up not with a natural, legitimate sex, but a perverted sex. Sex, God, Paul said that the Gentiles would end up in sexual impurity. Listen to this. God said through Paul here, said these Gentile people will end up in sexual impurity, and they will even get so bad that they will dishonor their bodies between one another. Now, you know, when people retain God in their knowledge, that men honor and respect the body of the woman, respect how she was made, what she was made for. And in those days, when they retain God in knowledge, they take off their hat to the woman, step aside, open the door for it, and now it's an unheard of thing. No longer does this generation respect the woman anymore. And to show you that, the woman is striving for the same equal rights as the man. Showing you that we are living in the time of the perversion of the natural course of life through sex. Now, I believe in sex education, but I don't want to believe it the way they're putting it out. So I would rather teach you the truth about sex, and I've never been one to even mention the subject, but I find that as a faithful pastor in this hour, I'm going to have to keep you posted on the truth of sex. Now, let me tell you something. The Bible said the marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But fornicators, whoremongers, will God judge. Amen. And sexual impurity is one of the biggest things to bring down the wrath of God and the judgment of God upon you as an individual, upon your family, and upon your church, and upon your nation. I'm going to say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, notice here. Paul said that the Gentiles will end up in sexual impurity, and it'll be so bad that the men will not honor the woman's body any longer. Now watch this. Why? It's because not wanting to retain God in their knowledge. And what? God would give them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. Now what's he do? They don't want to serve God. They want to eat and drink and marry, have their own rights, do what they want to do. They don't want to fear God no more. See, if they want to kill a man, kill him. If they want to go out and take this woman and live with her, take her with her. And let me say it. The biggest, what broke more little girls' virgins than anything that I know of was these whorehouses automobiles. Amen. You know what I'm telling you the truth. Little sissy out parked under the oak tree in a big 88 Oldsmobile, all loved up with little buddy so-and-so. Like Brother Bram said, you talk about that old Kentucky mama that makes that girl sit out on the porch with another person, married person older than her or some older friend. Yeah, but when the boy married her, he found her a virgin. Not so now. Now, brother, a ministry is duly obligated by the Word of God to marry a virgin. Now, where can a minister hardly find a virgin unless he finds a sainted girl that's been raised up in a sainted home? Because why? No more are the women's body honored anymore. And that's one of the most dishonorable things that ever was, that when a girl breaks her virgin, she is burnt and her field is polluted. And God said that a man that go marry a woman that's already committed adultery and fornication, he has a right to put her away and marry another because her field is not clean. See? It's a moral, spiritual, natural, moral, and spiritual obligation to God for a girl to keep her virginity. Now here we have a freedom of sex today. Now they open the car in Sweden. God will sink that place. God will sink that nasty, dirty, filthy place where you go down the street down in Finland and you can watch sexual relations through men and women right on the news, right in public anywhere. God will burn that nasty thing. It ain't fit to stand overnight. And America is just getting just as bad. I look in the newspaper and see our great statesmen. Women that's got 3 and 4 children going to them great parties and their dresses split down through there. What is this? They're just unclean, nasty, filthy, dirty spiritual, nothing but whores. I don't care what they say.
Amen.
Don't they know that they're corrupting our whole nation and sending it to hell as fast as they can go, and them poor boys over there dying like flies? Oh, God! Why, it ought to bleed our hearts, men and women. See, such vile. You know, it's so vile and wicked today that we're getting used to it. When a man in this congregation where it ought to be, we ought to shudder to sight of a woman going down the street with no clothes on. God have mercy upon us, children. God send the Holy Ghost upon us with such powerful anointing, Holy Ghost conviction, we can't stand these things.
Amen!
You know what? These things are supposed to cause you and I to pray and strive and cry night and day for the Lord to come. And still, he's rocking us into a coma of just accepting it as the thing of the hour. Yeah, it's going to be, but brother, our voices have got to be on record crying out against it. Now notice here, see, they're giving themselves over to vile affections, lust of their own body, dishonoring their bodies between themselves, see. Now what is it? Now you notice all the hippies, they don't want a 2-seater car. They want a station wagon. You can't sell them a 2-seater car now. They want a station wagon because they got their little prostitute house and their little prostitute rider running right along the road with them all the time. All the wickedness and the vileness, God, how that's all coming before God and heave it up to the greatest judgment that's ever been on the face of the earth. When the wrath of God will be revealed from heaven with fiery vengeance of earthquakes and all kinds of terrible plagues and everything. We're going to pay for it.
Amen.
But thank God the little bride ain't she going to leave here. Thankful to God we got a way out. Now notice here. See what happened? Who changed the truth of God, verse 25, into a lie? Worship and serve the creature more than the creator, see? Serving the creatures more than the creator. For this cause God, verse 26 in closing, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now, honey, just give me 5 minutes and let it finish that.
Amen.
I'll probably never preach this again. Now notice here that the young people are not married anymore. Now, young girls, let this be a lesson for you. I don't care what that little long-haired, curly fella, cute little thing tells you. Once he uses your body, he's through with you.
Amen.
He'll not want to marry you. He'll not want to marry you at all. And he'll lie to you. I don't care what it says. Once he has his way with your body, then you're nothing. You broke down your morals. You got no character, and you're gone.
Amen.
Now, what happens? In this hour of the last Gentiles, people, they come to a place where it's nothing but sex, eat and drink, and make merry. Push God out of the knowledge. They want a God. They want his rock and roll and rip and tear and have a big time. They're going to pay for it. The wages of sin is death. You're going to get paid all for it. Remember that mess up piece on payday?
Yeah.
You are going to get the check of all of it for every generation.
Yeah.
This teenagers today, this generation, are going to receive the check for all the wickedness. Now, what's happened, there never was an hour in the history of the Gentile world where the young people were given over, and the last generation, mommy and daddy, they got Susie over to watch a baby, watch television, and eat hot dogs and soda crackers, whatever what it is, and mom and daddy out running around with another, swapping husband and wives, and little Lucy, or whatever her name is, finds out about mom and daddy arguing 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't tell me. I listen sometimes. The Lord lets me listen to the songs they sing. What happened to little Susie when mom and daddy, she woke up and screamed 4 o'clock in the morning, her mom and daddy screaming, fussing, fighting. Now, little Susie's on dope. Let me tell you something, mother and father. When children see their parents living in impurity and in adultery, it damages their minds and makes them unstable in their minds. Because children have got to respect and honor their parents.
Amen.
And when they see that their parents have no respect and honor of their marriage vows, brother, the children have a warped mind. And that's why we have produced the generation of yippies and hippies. But two wrongs never did make a right. They're wrong. Parents are wrong and they're wrong. Now, this last Gentile people ends up with sexual impurities. And to sex, they make it such a god until no more does men lust after women any longer. Some years ago, when a woman went down the street, a nice-looking woman went down the street with a little short hemline, every man turned his head and watched her till she was out of sight. Now, I notice some men, I go downtown and there stands women, not with short hemline, but standing in their underwear. No underclothes on, the things that women got to wear. Don't even wear them. They don't even look. How many men say amen?
Amen.
Why? Why? It's because their lust has burned out. Burned out, and now they no longer lust anymore after a woman. Why? It's because she stripped herself off naked. And why would a young girl want to wear them nasty breeches and them short clothes? Don't you realize you're damaging the very thing that God set you on earth for? I wish I could preach this in Washington, D.C., across the radio to every family in the United States of America. let them see what a terrible condition we're in across the country. Amen. Now what's happened? What's happened now? Sexual impurity, men who burn in their lust after the women and have stripped themselves off naked and open herself up for all, just as Brother Brown said, nothing but a sex garbage can. He's the only preacher that I ever heard told the truth. How many say amen? Told the truth about it.
Yes,
and what's happened? Now, the men no longer have enough masculine genes in them to even lust after a woman. It's a natural thing for a man to lust after a woman. He's made for that. And when it comes to a place that man, because it takes God to take that out of the heart. Is that right? But he's made for that. And when you see it, brother, like it is today, that man does not even raise an eyebrow when beautiful women walk by with enough, my handkerchief would make the clothes that they got on. But no exaggeration. They never even raise their eyebrows. I'm talking about ungodly men, which should naturally look till she went out of sight. And they don't even raise their eyebrows. Why? It's because that their lust has burned out. And the masculine genes of man has come to the place now where it's turned into a perversion. That's what he said right here in the book.
Amen. Amen.
Now what's happened? Now the women, what's happened? Now they see that the man is turned. Now what do? They turn in their lust to another woman. And now they are even church clergymen marrying woman to woman and man to man. Ooh. And a man kissing. Right over there in the restaurant, Brother Gallon come in the other day with sickly stomach. Said, I was sitting there eating a hamburger, and there was a guy just kissing another guy. Said, I'm going to vomit. Vomit right there in the restaurant. And then what's our statesmen and our educators? Well, I think it's all right if they want to do that. We don't want to be a prejudice. And God, children, God, have mercy on us and help us. Why, it ought to cause our souls to scream out to God someday to get us out of such a filthy, dirty, wicked place as this. And what is it? It's so common now that even myself, we're just taking it for granted that this way is just that. Well, it ought to throw us into desperation. Now, what's he say? There are women, 26th verse, look at it, saints, closing. Their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. All against nature. Nature itself teach you that woman is to have man and man is to have woman, to have those kind of relationships to bring forth children and populate the earth and populate the millennium, Christians and ungodly souls, populate nations of the world. But what happens? The women change the natural use, which is to marry a man. And the man changed the natural use, which is to marry a woman. And I don't know, I want to say it right now. The Lord just brings to my attention. Not that's in this congregation, but I don't want to get in this congregation. But I noticed across the country that there are parents, and I noticed this, that there are parents that's trying to follow the message of the hour. See? Trying to follow the message of the hour. Don't realize, they don't want their child to even look, they want their girl to even look at a boy. And they don't want their young man to even look at a girl. See? They don't want them to even have any fellowship at all. And they never entertain the thought. They don't want to even think that their girl could possibly even have any interest in any boy. It's such a horrible thing. Why? That's a natural thing.
Amen.
I've heard preachers preach against little girls playing with dolls. Don't you know what you damage them little girls' mind?
Amen.
Let them play with the doll.
Amen.
You don't want your little boy swinging out. Let him swing in a tree. Yeah. You want him riding a broomstick? Let him ride that broomstick. Oh, I don't want him to wrestle. Let him wrestle. Well, I don't want them to fight. Let them fight a little bit. Well, I want my boy to wrestle. I want to see him climb a tree. I'll see my little boy over there with a little baby bottle playing with a little dog. I'll snatch that thing out of his hands. Yeah, get you a train there, boy, a truck. Now, let me say amen.
Amen.
I notice that parents following this message, they don't want their, they can't stand the thought of their girls growing up. And some of the most silliest things they don't want their children to do. That's wrong. That's wrong. I want my girl, of course, I'd like to see her so dedicated to God, filled with the Holy Ghost, and would just be a virgin and serve the Lord all the days of her life, like Anna in the temple. But if God ain't called her to be that, see, I don't know. But now she's interested in a Christian boy. I don't want her interested in a boy than a Christian.
Amen.
Then I'll be honored. I say, thank you, Father God, that's wonderful. I sure thank you that my girl's interested in that fine Christian boy. But now, see, trouble with a lot of parents, see, they don't want to even think that their girl's going to be interested in nobody. And then what? They start to force something upon those children that's unnatural. Let your girls be natural. Let your boys be natural.
Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen.
Let them be natural, see? Let them be natural. And I see parents around the country, I believe, missing the Lord, damaging the mind of their children, damaging the mind. God give the parents wisdom. God give us parents wisdom in this hour how to raise our children in this hour, see? Realize that they're a little human being, and you can damage them, drive them away from the Lord. God will take care of it all. Now, how many sees the end up of this Gentile world?
Amen.
The women use the natural course of life of the man. Man use the natural course of life of the woman. And now what you got? And even the great educators. I've read in Time magazine. I can't remember the names because I can't remember all of them. But great educators is giving instructions to the United States government on philosophy and psychology and everything. Say that it's better to come to a place where they don't have no marriage vows. Let the man and woman just live together and see if they're compatible, and then you won't have all these divorce cases and lawsuits and all that. Let the teenagers have free sex. See, it's we found out that it's the old some area that was in it to put as sex as evil and put it in the minds of the people, and this is what's got us all in a trouble ring. If they'll let them have free sex, they will no more be guilty. Them dirty, filthy, devil educators are just sending people to hell by the millions by their false knowledge that you're putting out. See? No, God honors marriage. God honors marriage, but fornicators and adulterers, he will judge children. And why is the wrath of God? Why is California sank? Why is America going to sink? Why is Russia going to burn it? Why is he going to do it? Because of what I just read, fornication, adultery, free sex, immorality, all this. Now, let's read the rest of it, and I won't mention it. I had a lot of things, a lot of good things in each verse here, but we don't have time. Now, listen here. Let's read the 28th verse. Do you congregation, see this taking place right before your eyes?
Amen.
Now, listen here. 28th verse. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, here we go, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Why are they living like they are in fornication, free sex, all these things going on? Just swap wives, do anything they want to? Why are they doing it? Because God gave up on them. Turn them over to a reprobate mind to do those things. And when you see the generation of people doing those things, that is the end of all flesh has come upon the earth. That's all of it. Is that a flashing red light of his coming?
Yeah.
Well, I say it is. 29. Watch this. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Did you ever see an hour? Did you ever see an hour when people are inventing more evil things than you ever heard of in your life? Is that true? Blasphemers, haters of God, backbiters, boasters, proud, fornicators. There never was an hour fornication like it's upon the earth now. Go, girl, in my day, if you ever saw a girl thumbing, you would faint and run off the road and have a wreck.
Amen.
Now, I go to naval bases. I go up Massachusetts, travel on the highway. Beautiful, beautiful girls out there.
Amen.
No clothes on, little satchy bag there with her bedroll in it and her thumb out, smiling. Pick me up. Take me with you. Don't you realize that's the wrath of God is in the heaven, oh, how it ought to. Cry, Lord God, have mercy upon me. Get me out of here. She's ready to say, she's ready to burn. See? And we just take it for common. Oh, may God burn us down in our hearts with an iron pin. Let God's wrath is heaping up and building up in the heavens, ready to be poured out, see, any day. Let's keep in step, little bride. Let's keep in step with the fear of God. The judgments of God ready to be poured out. And we don't want to be here. Watch here now. Proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to what? Disobedient to parents. Here we are, teenagers. The Bible tells you just what you'll do. Oh, how the teenager needs to run. Run from the lust of the flesh. Run from the things of the world. Realizing that those that do these evil things, those, about, listen, one of the commandments, children. Ah, dear pastor, God bless you, you precious little teenager. I love you. God, give me something to say to try to help you. But the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Go out, eat, drink, be merry, have a big time. Go the way the teenager's going. But it's going to cost you your soul burning in a lake of fire. And you ain't got no time left. She's to be burning as an ash heap at 77. Is it worth it going out living 4 years in sin, fornication, wickedness, and adultery, and listening to rock and roll music and having a big time? Wearing, oh, God. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Your soul? The Bible said you'd be disobedient to your parents. Never was an hour when children treated their parents like they are now. It ought to wrench your heart, mothers and fathers. Never was an hour when they treat the parents like they do now. I never dreamed of my boys standing and talking to me the way he has. Why? Because it's the spirit of the hour. The devil is just trying to make you do it, see? And now what they got to say now, the devil made me do it. Why did you let him do it? Everybody in hell is going to use excuse. Lord, the devil made me come here. Well, you shouldn't have let him. I wanted you to do this, but you let the devil do that. And Brother Branham said, you got to strive hard and work your way to hell. The Lord's there all the time. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And you got to walk over it. Now, what did it say? In this hour, there'd be fornicators, adulterers, whoremongers, liars, thieves, backbiters, whisperers, haters of God, disobedient to parents.
Whoa.
Disarm the bodies one with another. My own professor right down here at school, why are you taking your boy out of school? I said, well, sir, this is one reason I don't want him to go to school. He never heard a cuss word. He never heard a dirty, filthy joke. He never seen his father cuss, smoke, and drink. He never heard those dirty, filthy things till you got him in your school. And now everything that I put in him, holiness, righteousness, the fear of God and keeping the word of God, you take it all out of him. They said, I believe in my daughters being virgins and marrying as a virgin. I don't believe in free sex. I don't believe in fornication, all these wicked, dirty, filthy things, these dirty, nasty jokes. And I poured it on him. Boy, he wanted out of the car, but I had him in there. He couldn't get out. I poured the gospel in him. And I said, Professor, tell me one thing that your education has done for my children. Find out, if you will, how many virgins you got in your school. That's what I'm concerned about, is morals, character, and honesty, and the fear of God. He said, I hate to have an examination to find out. He was glad to get out of the car. What is it? The Bible said it'd be here today. Now I'm closing this last verse. Without understanding, covenant breakers, sign right here. Don't mean a thing. Huh? Covenant breakers.
Amen.
Got to have credit investigators now. Credit accounts, credit establishments. Check your credit. leaving over all the money. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of what? Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them to do them. What? It's just saying, she did. Oh, that's terrible. She did? Oh, my, that girl? Oh, wring your hands, sorry. She did. Had pleasure. He did. Man to break his word, failed to pay his bill, was noise throughout the neighborhood and the country. Is that right, Brother Graybill? Man strive in my country, when you called a man a liar, you'd better get ready with your knuckles. And if he's a small man and he don't think he can take you with his fist, you'd better get ready, boy, because he's coming to your house with a pistol. And he will kill you. In my country, there's been many a man laying in the graveyard now for calling a man a liar when he wasn't a liar. Don't you never call a mountain man in that generation back there of my father. Don't you never call one of them mountain folks a liar. He'll kill you. Because he honored his word even if it meant death. Amen. And now, don't pay no. If you can lie and cheat a man, they have pleasure in the man who can lie and cheat the most. Let's bow our heads, children. Now, I'm sorry I had to take so long, but the Lord just led that way, and I wanted to finish my little message. And I'm sure it's done us more good than anything that you've had this week. What God's done for you this morning, what we've heard this morning, will be everlasting to your soul. How many of your hand up there say, Brother Bob, I want to flee this wicked and adulterous generation. Let's see your hand. God bless you. You don't want to perish with the wrath of God upon the wicked, the unrighteous, and unbelievers. Now, if her sister will come, we'll sing a hymn. This place, of course, is Jesus, keep me near the cross. Mm. Where will you be, children? Where will you be? Mother and father, sister, brother. God help us to flee this untoward generation. Flee it. Knowing that the wrath of God is reserved in heaven, ready to belch across the earth. Brother Ram said, God will sink that wicked England beneath the sea. God's prophet, Brother Ram said, God will sink Los Angeles, California beneath the sea. Oh, Father God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. We thank Thee for Thy promise, Lord, for the opening of the book. We thank You for the washing of our souls, Lord, the purifying of our souls by Your word. Oh, Lord, won't You please help us, God? Oh, God, when we look around and see such vileness and wickedness, Lord, and see the atmosphere plagued with demons putting evil thoughts into the people's minds and in their hearts. Until, Lord, You looked upon the earth, You said, the thoughts of man's minds are wicked continually, and I will destroy man that I made. Lord, we've come to the end of all flesh again. God, please help us, Lord, to not let all these wicked flashing red lights of Your coming get common to us around us, Lord. But help us, Lord, to look at these signs and stay at the foot of the cross. Oh, Jesus, keep us near the cross, near the bloody fountain, Lord. Watching and waiting and purifying our souls by the washing of Thy water, Thy word, and by prayer and obedience to the word of God, may we slip on the white linen garment, the righteousness of the saints. Lord, help us in this congregation. God, help our little precious children, Lord. Each mother and father here, God bless the children, Lord. Give them a great desire to live in the millennium, Lord, to forsake the youthful lust of this hour. Lord, let them look around and God and see the teenagers, what condition they are in, and the parents, Lord. wretched, miserable, poor, blind, dope addicts, alcoholics, cigarette smokers, Lord. Oh, God, trying to ease their soul by dope, Lord, alcohol, dining and wine, and oh, God. Lord, help us these things to vex our souls. Make us miserable and uncomfortable here on earth, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the conviction of the Holy Ghost that was here in the congregation, Lord, before the minister got here. Thank you for what you've done yesterday, Lord, and feeling, God, that your spirit would return here and be here this morning. I thank you, Father. God, let me leave this building this morning with a greater determination, Lord God, to serve you with all my heart, all my mind, and all my strength, Lord. God, if you don't come next month, next year, whenever it is, Lord, God, help me to keep my eyes upon Jesus Christ, upon the promise of the hour. And, Lord, above all men, Lord, help me to bear up under my load and my responsibility, God, to stand at the post of duty, Lord. God, bless every soul here that they may be faithful, Lord, as soldiers, Lord, as called to conquer this enemy today. Help us to conquer the enemy for you today. Take ground. Press into that great glorious event, Lord. God bless every man in this assembly, Lord. Make him a man of God and strong and valid and courageous, Lord. God, help us to be honest with ourselves and realize, Lord, when we're wrong and do that which is right. Bless us all, God. Help us to be strict, sober, Lord. We'll thank you for all these things. Amen. Let's stand your feet. Sing this one hymn, be dismissed.
Jesus, King, I've been there, the cross. All there, I'm fresh, I shall smile.
Heads bowed now and eyes closed. Brother, Major.